My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Welcome back to The Junx. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Coming up at 7:20, Mike Jones, NFL writer for The Athletic, will join us. And at 8, we'll get the latest from our pal Pete Haley. He's our Junkies Olympics correspondent. He'll be checking in from Paris, so you don't want to miss that. Right now, it's time to hit the skins. Training camp coverage on 106.7 The Fan is presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation. PaulHenry'sWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice.
All right, Cakes, just a little roster maintenance again. Remember, on Tuesday, the Commanders signed guard center J.C. Hassenauer. And then yesterday, they signed another offensive line guy, a tackle. Alex Taylor, who played collegiately at Appalachian State in South Carolina. He's actually appeared in four NFL games so far, bounced around different practice squads with the Browns. He spent 2022, part of that at least, with the Cowboys. He's the second former Cowboys offensive lineman, along with Tyler. How are we saying his last name? Biadasz. I'm struggling with that one for some reason. Biadasz. It looks like Biadasz.
Yep.
When you look at it. Big day today, right? Joint practice with the Jets. First real look, I think, for Jaden Daniels. If you remember to last year when they had those joint practices, who were they with? With the Ravens? Can't remember who they were with. I think they might have been with the Ravens.
Can't quite remember.
Yes, it was the Ravens.
Yeah. That's where Hal really stood out for Ron and the staff, was how he handled all of that and made some big-time throws. So this would be good for Jaden, especially considering – how good, you know, in theory, the Jets' defense was last year, and presumably they'll still be very, very good. So it'll be a great test for him.
But you can't get hit.
Yeah.
You're not going to get tackled as a quarterback. So it's a bit different than an actual preseason game. And it sounded like when we played the clips yesterday of Dan Quinn, Jaden's going to get more reps in the inner squad, or whatever you call these, versus the actual preseason game.
Oh, for sure. I mean, you would figure he'd probably practice most of the inner squad.
It sounds like it's a series, then he's out.
In the game.
Right.
Yeah.
But then, the joint practice, a lot more action.
Get a lot. And again,
he's putting a lot of stock in the joint practices. And
I wish we had, if anybody knows of a link, I haven't heard of any yet.
Yeah, what sort of video can we get out
if
of
we
this
we get some
joint
video
practice?
Of it.
I know
YouTube
JP
link.
Finley is there covering it. I don't know how much he'll be able
but
to.
Last year, I think, I don't know if it was the Ravens or the Command. I think it was the Ravens. They had a live feed. Live feed.
We could kind of
so
like
maybe
sneak
you can get
a
that
peek
on commanders.com on the website. Maybe
I haven't heard that, but I would love to know if that's possible.
Let me go to the website.
It's also
going to
be
out.
A big day for Brandon Coleman. See how he holds up there at left tackle.
Well, he was walking around practice like with a wrap on his shoulder recently, so I don't know how much action he's going to get.
Maybe that's why they keep bringing in these offensive linemen.
I'd be a little bit concerned that every other day they're bringing in new offensive linemen.
Well, they're dinged up. You need a camp body.
Yeah, I guess that's...
My guess is they're camp bodies.
That's probably correct.
So a mutual friend of ours, I won't say who, doesn't matter, met with the triumvirate yesterday. I believe it was with Dan Quinn. I know for sure Kingsbury was there, Joe Witt, and just kind of get-to-know session a little bit. Super impressed with all those guys, especially Joe Witt.
Mm-hmm.
He told me the Joe Witt's intensity is just next level.
Here, Mar has an update for you, Eric. Yeah. You're going to be very pleased.
Yeah, I went on the New York Jets official YouTube page, and at 10:15, there's a scheduled live stream, New York Jets, Washington Commanders joint practice live look-in.
Ooh, perfect.
Very nice.
Perfect. So you get to watch them stretch.
So good timing,
you get to watch them do drills.
Well, yeah, I want to see it. I want to eavesdrop.
You can watch it while you're driving home.
That's not unlike anything else I ever do.
Not unprecedented.
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds safe with Debbie. You know, open up your Slim Jim.
Yeah. Pre-peel that thing.
Yeah. Open your Slim Jim.
Oh, that's exciting.
Drive home and watch it.
Oh, yeah. Jaden Daniels.
That's exciting. So I just go to the Jets YouTube page?
Yeah, just New York Jets. And then the first page that pops up, the official one.
All right. Okay.
RPOs.
So a couple just stealing some nuggets here from some of the locals that are kind of commenting on things. A couple guys are impressing Cakes. Olamide Zaccheaus,
yeah,
who we noticed was kind of like the third receiver listed on the unofficial depth chart.
Yep.
He apparently has been impressing in camp, Cakes, which I think is great.
Tommy Brown, better look out.
They say
coming for you.
In fact, I think I'm stealing this. This is straight from the Commanders' website, that he was Daniels' first target during an 11-on-11 session. Got a huge gain near the middle of the field. Later in practice, he sprinted for the end zone after play was over to show some extra effort. They're liking him. Brian Robinson also, they say, is showing off his hands. He made a nice one-handed catch from Daniels before turning upfield, so he could, you know, people have always said he's a better pass catcher maybe than people realize. And, JP, here's the thing that you hate the most. The receiver that kind of comes out of nowhere that's making waves.
The guy, we always do this
Who's
every year.
This year's guy, Bryson Tremaine. Okay, Tremaine's a 6'4", 212-pound receiver. Biggest and tallest receiver currently on the roster.
You don't know his bit at training camp.
No.
I'll pay you $2 if you can tell me his bit at training camp.
Okay, all right. He's the first guy on the field.
Damn it!
Thank you.
Are you sandbagging me?
No.
You were slow playing me.
It's gotten a lot of hype.
You knew.
It's online.
I mean, the people have been reporting it.
Mm. He hits the skins every day.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Give me the $2.
Didn't Jaden try and beat him one day?
He might have, yeah. I think he might have beaten him one day. And again, this doesn't really hurt me because this is not my money. I'm free rolling.
So Terrence's money,
Terrence's
right?
Terrence's money. There's your $2.
Thank you, Terrence.
I've spent all my twos.
you actually spent them?
It's money.
It's gambling money.
I never carry cash.
For in-show gambling money.
It's not to like tip some dude for cleaning your clubs.
You never carry cash yet. When
I probably bought like a Gatorade at a pool.
You whip out the weirdest bill possible. A $2 bill.
Out of the fattest wallet ever. Yeah. By the way, Zaccheaus, Cakes, we should root for him.
Yeah.
Listed height?
5'8".
5'8".
Well, by the way, speaking of Olamide Zaccheaus, he's just a journeyman.
Sure.
In his career, he has 104 receptions and 10 touchdowns. Will Diami Brown ever match those numbers in his career?
What was the number?
He has 104 receptions in his career, and he has 10 touchdowns. Will Diami Brown reach those numbers in his NFL career?
No.
Because he's probably got about 35 or 40.
Not if he's getting beaten out by Zaccheaus.
In his career.
Oh, I don't think he has 35 or 40.
He doesn't?
Unless I'm just completely
wrong.
He doesn't
have like 10 and 15 or something like that?
I mean,
what do you have last year?
I'm going to double check him. He's had a remarkably underwhelming career in the NFL.
He had 12 catches last year.
12. What do you have the year before?
He has 29 catches in 3 years.
Well, close to 30.
29 and 3 end zone trips.
I think it's unlikely he'll reach 100 at the current pace. He needs a breakout.
He needs a big breakout.
He needs a big breakout.
He needs to beat out Zaccheaus.
He has 12 receptions.
Zaccheaus had 40 catches 2 seasons ago.
Right. Like, he's a decent third or fourth receiver.
I'm surprised he's listed ahead of both McCaffrey and Jameson Crowder.
Right.
Well, again, yeah. Was it Russell?
But again, like it's the first depth chart of
I know of it doesn't mean anything.
Like you don't read too much into it.
But still, I think it is a little bit interesting. Was it Russell that said that McCaffrey just not flashing? Like it's not that he's bad, but he's just not doing anything that's making waves.
He's Koulibaly-ing.
Yeah,
I did see one fantasy nerd on Twitter.
Yeah.
That said Luke McCaffrey has the makings, and this stirred my pants a little bit. Could be a poor man's Puka Nacua.
Well, that would be incredible if he was a Puka Nacua.
Now,
are you kidding?
Again,
very conditional statement there.
Does he have that kind of motor?
It's one fantasy nerd on Twitter, right. And there are a billion of them.
That would be amazing.
But that one caught my interest.
Now,
because you get a comp to Puka Nacua, what he did last year, that's pretty amazing.
Just to put things in context, I'll give you a few nuggets from around the NFC East and their training camps. The Dallas Cowboys, I noticed this morning, I believe Ezekiel Elliott Cakes listed as their number one tailback.
Yep.
What does that tell you?
I just think it's a jumbled mess there in Dallas. We saw Zeke's numbers tail off last year in New England. He's 29 years old. He's had so many carries in his career. They've got guys like Rico Dowdle, who's younger and shows more burst. But I just don't think they have any sort of
weakness for them, I think.
I think Dowdle is going to wind up taking
the bulk of the carries,
most of the rushing, and Zeke might score some touchdowns because he's so good at the goal line.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be a mess at that spot all season for the Cowboys.
So, and then moving over to the Giants, a lot of us watched and talked about the off-season Hard Knocks with the Giants. I found it to be awesome television. And a big storyline there was the drafting of Malik Nabers. Well, he's not disappointing. He got into a fight, I think. Was it yesterday? Some sort of inter-squad
thing? He got in a skirmish with one of the Lions cornerbacks. I think his last name is Curly, where after a play, Nabers was going back to the huddle. And on his way back, he kind of glanced the Lions defender's helmet with his hand. It wasn't a punch, but it was, he's almost pushing him away with his hand. And then that just lit a huge fight in training camp. Mm. Guys throwing punches, swinging wildly while everybody's wearing helmets, which doesn't make any sense. It's the easiest way to break your hand ever.
He is balling far.
He's crushing.
In live drills, I don't know if you saw this, against the Lions, mm-hmm. They targeted him. We may have mentioned it. They targeted him 18 times. He caught 17 of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a mega stud.
He's going to be a superstar.
Yeah.
He's going to be an
absolute. He's going to get the ball early and often in that offense.
Right. They're going to
He's already
him.
By far their top wideout. I mean, there's a reason he went number 6 in the draft.
Right. And then just getting a little nugget from the Eagles, big year for Jalen Hurts, big year for Sirianni, the head guy there. So far, they say Jalen Hurts has not thrown an interception through 9 training camp practices, Cakes.
Mm.
That's pretty freaking impressive, especially they say when you've got a new system and you got a new offensive coordinator there in Kellen Moore.
Kellen Moore coming in, yeah.
Kellen Moore's jocking him. He says he's been phenomenal. He's done an awesome job continuing to evolve and build this thing as we go. I think the communication's been critical. It's been awesome.
Now, I haven't read this because it's pretty new on ESPN.com, but there's a big story. It's the lead story on their NFL section. Eagles look to bridge Nick Sirianni, Jalen Hurts divide.
Right.
So it sounds like there's big strain, or at least there was, between
seemed like there was something maybe going on last year.
We'll see how that plays out this season.
Right. Got to think. I stole some of those nuggets from Hogs Haven, so they do a great job.
Very good.
Compiling nuggets. There you go, Kicks. I entertained you there with the old
yes, you did.
Hit the skids, as usual.
All right, when we come back, we will talk more NFL. We'll go around the league with Mike Jones, NFL writer for The Athletic. He'll join us next here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Time to head out to the BetQL guest hotline. Get 3 free days of BetQL access by downloading the BetQL app or visiting BetQL.com. We say good morning to Mike Jones, NFL writer for The Athletic. He's at By Mike Jones on Twitter. I'm stubborn. I won't call it X because it's a terrible name change. What's up, Mike? How are you? Good morning.
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
We are doing well. Good to hear from you. We know you're busy, especially this time of year, so we appreciate the time. Am I a big, giant sucker falling for all of the Jaden Daniels hype? Like, after he was drafted, everybody's like, oh, it's going to be C.J. Stroud and the Texans. This possible playoff run. Mm. Lift the fortunes of the franchise. And I was like, let's not get crazy. He's a rookie. The C.J. Stroud thing was an outlier. But all of the buzz coming out of Jaden Daniels out of camp has been pretty damn positive. Now, we haven't seen him in a single game yet. We're going to see that over the weekend as they take on the Jets. Am I crazy for falling for the hype and thinking he could elevate the Commanders to close to Houston Texans level with Stroud last year?
I mean, I don't want to say you're crazy. You might be a little bit just desperate after all these years of suffering. Mm-hmm. But there is a lot of good stuff that we're hearing, that we're seeing. And again, it's training camp practices, so you can't take a whole lot from it. But everything does seem like it's in the most favorable and positive position that it's been in a long time for this franchise. And if you look at some of the veterans they've brought in, the guys he's also got around him that they had coming back, that, okay, you do see why maybe this thing could work out. But again, it's training camp. We don't know. There's questions. Their offensive line is, a work in progress. He does have all the guys he needs to throw to. He's got the running backs support. The defense you know, they've got some good pieces on there. They still have some deficiencies as well. So I don't think they're quite as in as good a position as the Houston Texans. But I think we'll see improvement, and I think that we'll see enough out of this kid to feel good. And maybe by the end of the season, because, look, they might take some lumps, but I think that things are going to be trending in the right direction. So if it's not this year that they make a surprise push for the playoffs, I think that they, if they continue to do what they're doing, they could be in position next year.
Mike, you mentioned his wideout room, and you know we all love Terry McLaurin. I feel like his numbers would be 20 to 25% higher across the board if he had even average quarterback play. He's had abysmal quarterback play since he's come into the league. But they need a bounce out of Jahan Dotson in year three. Year one looked really good, even though he suffered a hamstring injury, missed a handful of games. Year two under Bieniemy was just weird and kind of dysfunctional. For this offense to really hum and help out a rookie quarterback, Dotson has to have a big year three. And he's talked about it. He's addressed it during camp, too.
Yeah, no, they absolutely need a lot of him. You know, and again, like you said, last year was just weird. The agendas, the conflicting agendas between head coach, offensive coordinator, it was not a good situation that, you know, any young player was in. When you've got, you know, dysfunction, but we know dysfunction well here. So, yes, they need Jahan Dotson to really take his game to another level. I think that Cliff Kingsbury is, you know, the perfect guy to bring all this stuff together. He's super creative. I know that his head coaching stint in Arizona was not what people had hoped, but I think just being able to focus on the offense and focus on designing and building this thing around Jaden to his strengths and maximizing everything around him will be good. You know, they also, I know Zach Ertz is, you know, getting up there, but they have a proven tight end instead of kind of, you know, a project tight end that can't stay healthy, which was, you know, last year. So they've got pieces around him, and then you throw in Austin Eckler, catching passes out of the backfield, and, you know, Robinson running the football. Again, they've got good stuff around this quarterback. And again, yeah, if Dotson has a big year, that takes pressure off of McLaurin, and, you know, they should be able to move the ball and put up some points.
All right, I hate to bring it up because we've brought it up so many times on the show, but it is one of the biggest stories in the NFL. What's your read on this Brandon Ayuk situation? How's it going to play out?
Well, I mean, I think that really the 49ers don't have a ton of power here, you know, and Brandon Ayuk is the one with all the power because no team is going to want to trade for him if they can't sign him to a long-term deal. And he was not interested in going to New England from what it sounds like, and so that's why they fell out. The Browns had, you know, a deal in place reportedly, and doesn't sound like he has interest in going there. So it sounds like the Steelers are still the team that might have the best chance. But again, there's nothing in place right now. So who knows if it's just all flirtations and then they wind up having to, this thing falls apart. You know, if I had to bet, I would say he winds up getting out of there. But again, if the 49ers just ask for a really high asking price to try to just make sure this thing doesn't happen, that's the one thing they can do.
Yeah, I mean, can't the Niners just say, look, we like you, we just clearly don't love you because we're not going to extend you for $28 or $30 million a year. We don't think you're that sort of player, and just play out the last year of his deal. And if he's not in their future plans, too bad. I mean, they're trying to make a Super Bowl run this year. Like, trading him for future assets doesn't seem to make a lot of sense to help them this season.
Yeah, but at the same time, you know, they have to figure out, okay, is it better for us to have this money that's tied up in a guy who's not going to play, or, you know, should we, you know, move him and get some assets? I wish that it was as simple as them saying, no, dude, come on, sit down.
Right.
We want you. Let's get this thing. And, you know, you kind of wish, like, I know the fans are like, dude, we're this close to a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Why do you want to get out of here now? But also, these players, they're earning opportunity. Their years to get a maximum deal are small. And so for him, he's like, guys, like, I've done all this and you don't want me. So then if you don't want me, let me get out of here. So I understand both sides, but you do wish that they could just be like, hey, man, like, it's one more year. Let's convert some more of this to more guaranteed money and then take care of this later. But it's never as simple as it seems like it should be.
So obviously this past draft, a lot of quarterbacks went early. We talked to you about Jaden Daniels. What are you hearing about Caleb Williams in Chicago? Is he going to be ready to go? I mean, he's got great receivers there. Is that going to be a team that's going to be a threat in the NFC?
Well, I mean, you got to look at the division they're in. You know, everything does look good they put around him. They did a much better job of surrounding him with talent and support than what they did Justin Fields. He's got to be a little salty this offseason as he looks like, oh, now you get an offensive line, now you get more weapons. And, you know, I would have loved to have had this stuff. But, you know, the guy's new regime and everything like that wasn't the same guys who drafted him. So I think that he will be good for them. I think that, you know, he's going to also be a rookie and take some lumps, but they will be moving forward. But I don't see them really threatening either Detroit or Green Bay. And Green Bay, I think, is a team that's kind of a little bit of a sleeper. They went on a hot streak to end the season. Upset Dallas, was very close to beating the 49ers. And from the sounds of things, they, you know, when I talk to people around the league about, okay, who are we overlooking? They say, hey, Green Bay, they could wind up leapfrogging Detroit, really causing trouble for a lot of teams. So look out for them. So I don't see the Bears being able to overtake either one of those two teams. They'll be, you know, they'll be interesting. They'll be intriguing. But, you know, it is a rookie quarterback and a lot of new pieces getting fit together. And those other teams are just further along in their process.
Joined by Mike Jones, NFL writer for The Athletic, at By Mike Jones on Twitter. So the Malik Nabers buzz is building in New York. Between the Hard Knocks show on Max right now and the highlights that we keep seeing from training camp and the joint practice that they just had with the Detroit Lions, I mean, they're going to lean into him. He was the number six overall pick. Brian Daboll needs to have a winning season, I would think, to keep his job. Same with Joe Shane as the GM there. Talk about how important Nabers is to that offense, and it's a real vertical threat that Daniel Jones, I can't remember him having a guy like that on the roster to throw to over the last few years.
Yeah, I mean, it is great that they, look, they were thinking about a quarterback as we saw through the whole process, but there was like, they weren't going to reach on anybody. They had their mind set on what they wanted. If they were going to get a quarterback, and if they couldn't get that quarterback, they were going to go and get weapons for their offense for now and for the future quarterback. I don't have a whole lot of confidence in Daniel Jones, even if you do have a really great quarterback, wide receiver to throw to. I think that, yeah, Brian Daboll is creative and he should help, but he is not a miracle worker as far as being able to fix what's in between Daniel Jones's ears. And so I don't know. We'll see. It looks great on Hard Knocks, but there's nobody coming to take Daniel Jones's head off. You know, and it's a lot different once you get to the live games and things like that.
Are you hearing any buzz from people around the league about, like, I was just stunned at how revealing the Hard Knocks with the Giants was. I mean, I thought it was fantastic television. But, you know, Daniel Jones has got to be battered and bruised from just seeing sort of how reluctantly they're going with him. Some of the other sort of nuggets that you got throughout that whole, I was blown away. I would think other teams, I mean, I guess they don't have much say in it. The league could just kind of make you do it. But, man, they've got to be reticent to give that kind of, I'm thankful they did it, but, man, you know, teams aren't going to want to do that.
Yeah, well, I mean, if things go really bad for the Giants, this year, it was almost like this is the rope to hang yourself with, Joe Shane. You know, and so, I was surprised as well, just the way that we were able to. I mean, I guess it was during the off season, so there wasn't a whole lot else going on in the facility, so they had to do that. But they did a great job of really taking you inside and seeing the dilemmas and the conversations and debates that teams have to have. But yeah. You know, it doesn't look great for them at times, and, you know, you see the struggles and everything that goes into it, but it could all wind up, you know, kind of blown up in their face.
What about, you know, speaking of rookie quarterbacks, what are some of the other guys around the league that are, you know, still, I think, maybe more of a ways to go? The Bo Nixes, the Drake Mays, the J.J. McCarthys, where do those guys stand?
Yeah, I think that it's still super early. We're like a couple weeks into training camp. We haven't seen him in the preseason yet. But from what I hear, J.J. McCarthy is picking up things faster than what they expected. You know, he didn't throw a whole lot as much as some of these other quarterbacks in college, but he's doing a good job as far as processing and taking on a heavier passing load. So we will see. Drake May is another one that, okay, they've got a veteran there. They don't have to play him sooner than, you know, than he's ready. And we'll see here in the preseason how these guys do. But from what I gather, doing a good job as far as picking things up. I haven't heard anything like concerning, like, uh-oh, about this guy here or whatever. But I think it's a process and, you know, again, little bite sizes. And the way training camps are now, even I was talking to, you know, some front office people looking at their own teams, you have like one hard day of practice, a medium day, and then a walkthrough, and then you're off. And then whatever. So it's not the whole five straight days of hard work and things like that. So it makes it a little bit more challenging for them to get a feel for really where their teams stand. And so that's why, you know, we're going to learn a lot once we get to the preseason.
So, Mike, on the other end of the quarterback age spectrum is the team the Commanders are facing in their first preseason game, the Jets, with Aaron Rodgers coming back from the Achilles injury. They've got a loaded team if he can stay healthy. Breece Hall in the running back room is a stud. Garrett Wilson, you know, I can't wait to see what he does with an actual competent NFL quarterback delivering him the ball. We know they have a top 10 defense, but they have to get through the minefield known as the AFC. Do they have enough to get past teams like the Chiefs and the Ravens and, you know, maybe a Bills team if they can figure out what's going on in their wideout room?
They have enough to get out of the AFC East if Aaron Rodgers can stay healthy, if the offensive line moves that they made, you know, pan out. They brought in veteran guys to fortify that line. I was told by one rival scout, like, hey, we thought, you know, you thought Garrett Wilson was good. Wait till he's got Aaron Rodgers. You're going to see him. He's going to make a huge jump this year. But again, so when you look at the teams, I think that the Bills are going to take a little step backwards. New England's in a rebuilding situation. The Dolphins are the teams that the Jets really have to worry about getting past. And, you know, we'll see once it happens. You know, the guys like the Chiefs and the Ravens, they're all established and they're, you know, they know what they are. And there's a lot of questions still with the Jets. And so if Rodgers can stay healthy, they'll at least make it intriguing. They should have a chance. But to think that they can just go toe-to-toe with those well-oiled machines already, I don't know, might be a little bit optimistic, overly optimistic.
Mike, thanks as always for the time. We know you're super busy this time of year. We do definitely appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, of course. That's Mike Jones, NFL writer for The Athletic. Give him a follow on Twitter. @ByMikeJones is where you can find him.
Don't forget, we're going to have Pete Haley at 8 o'clock. Feels like D.C. summer temps are still here, right? Well, if you're already sweating whether or not your residential commercial cooling system can beat the heat, then call the 5-star cooling experts at Crop Metcalf. Whether it's maintenance, service replacement, or service agreements, the 5-star technicians at Crop Metcalf will ensure your comfort all season long. Give them a call at 1-800-GO-CROP or visit CropMetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf. Home of the 5-star technician and proud partner of your Washington Nationals.
Pete Haley will join us in just over 15 minutes. That's coming up at 8 o'clock. He's our Junks Olympics correspondent. He'll be checking in from Paris to give us the latest.
I think he was, he saw USA basketball.
Oh, good.
Very good.
So he was there watching.
Excellent. But I think he was having a hard time going to some of the bigger events, right? Wasn't he getting like just the nub events? Didn't he say that? I thought he said that the first time we had him.
I think he was just grinding and working a lot of hours.
I know, that's for sure.
I don't know. I can't imagine doing that schedule for 2 weeks.
I'll ask him if he's seen my guy Bilal Coulibaly live and in person.
riding pine.
Well, yeah. These, you and I'd say probably all of us at this point, we don't have that work ethic at this point. We don't. We like a nice 4-hour day.
Sure.
We like a nice
I'm sure my day's 4 hours.
Well, yours is a little longer, but still.
Well, yesterday you were lamenting that we never hit it big, that we're just on radio, and the way to hit it big is to be like a YouTuber or something like that. And then today, radio Cakes insider. Brings up...
We just botched it.
The Costco guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a Costco guy. The Rizzler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Valdez and Marr looked up the net worth.
You're really going to ruin my day now.
The net worth of what? The Costco guys?
The Costco guys.
Like, yeah. Just, I'm completely unfamiliar with.
You're going to put me in like an irrecoverable funk.
Well, I'll give you a little context.
But go ahead.
How long have they been doing this?
We go shopping while eating a chicken bake.
We're Costco guys. Of course we have to try the new double chunk chocolate cookie.
How much do you think they're worth?
Well, how long have they been doing the bit?
How long have they been hot? Or
well, just have they been a couple years?
Drab looked up this dad has been itching to get YouTube famous,
right?
Like he had a bunch of different.
He's got a billion videos out,
right?
And then finally
he hit on this.
Doing the Costco bit. So he's been doing it for a while, but in terms of fame, YouTube fame, it's been a year, maybe 2 years.
Yeah.
All right. So give it to me. Give me the net worth.
$20 million.
Close.
So you overshot it a little bit. What is it?
$18 million.
Wow.
It's just maddening.
And I was looking up. I mean, maybe we got to do cheesy videos and hope to hit.
We do a lot of cheesy videos.
I remembered finally what my youngest was watching a lot of, mostly 2 years ago. But she would watch these two little girls in this family. Their names were Trinity and Madison.
Okay.
I looked them up. They're worth $16 million.
Dude, people are just building multi-million dollar
And they were just girls, and they would just be playing in their playroom or just doing normal stuff. And the dad might create some wacky content or something. They might play hide and seek or something. They're worth $16 million.
We've missed the boat.
That's why I've been lamenting it.
There's a lot of boat missing.
Yeah.
Somebody tweeted, we were talking about this before. I don't know. Maybe you can look up the net worth. Maybe you can look up the net worth, but all of our kids have done gymnastics to some extent, right?
I should have been filming my trampoline.
Every time she was on the trampoline, you should have filmed her and had a quip.
I missed out.
But somebody tweeted me and said, oh, I think, before I remembered, he goes, I think your daughter was watching Ninja Kids.
Mm-hmm.
Not the case, but I just looked up Ninja Kids.
Now, I've never heard of these people, by the way.
They just appear to do goofy videos dressed up as Power Rangers.
Let me guess, they're worth $100 million.
Well, they have 22.2 million subscribers.
That seems like a lot.
Mm. I don't know how their money comes in, but let's do it. Net worth. Ninja Kids. Oh. So it's described as a popular family-friendly YouTube channel that mainly features four kids. And they, again, maybe they do some gymnastics. Maybe they dress up as Power Rangers.
Yeah.
They do goofy bits. They're worth $68 million.
I mean,
and they're not even 20 years old.
Yeah. We just botched it, man. We just botched it.
And we've talked about these gamers. The gamers.
Oh, gamers. I know they're killing it.
Yeah, but I mean, at least Mr. Beast puts out like content where he's, you know, creating movies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are the gamers that are famous, are they all elite gamers or some of them just famous because they're goofy?
Oh, I don't know.
I'd say goofy. And they also goofy bring people on stream. Like, so they'll bring on like a famous rapper or like a famous actor. Mm-hmm. And then that kind of helps draw in their audience. But Mr. Beast, I know he's the high end of the, you know, what we're talking about. But he's $700 million.
Yeah, he's like a billionaire. I mean, that's crazy. Forget about it.
Eric, do you know we have a viral video on YouTube together?
I know. That's a dandruff?
Yes.
How many views does it have?
It's over a milli.
How much have you monetized out of it?
Zero. Zippy. We made zero.
I think it's like 1.3, 1.4 million views.
And all people do is just goof on me for screaming so loud.
Right.
They do?
Oh, yeah. They're annoyed. Like, who's the guy screaming?
See, but we... We needed
I kept
to
saying, "Oh my God!"
We needed to refine what we were doing.
I know it was like cutting edge 20 years
it's
ago.
It's just too late. Now we're just too late.
You know what, Valdez, you should do, because I do know this, that when Kelsey started getting big and she went from like 100,000 to 200,000 to 300,000, I remember my son dismissing. He was like,
"Right,
you just know the algorithms."
Mm-hmm.
But part of it
is the bit.
Consistency, just putting out the content over and over again. So this Costco guy.
Mm-hmm.
He was committed to the bit.
Sure.
So, and then eventually
I'm not that
it
committed.
Hit.
That's a problem.
No, but Valdez could do an Ocean City bit. Like, that's his angle.
Oh, dude. Like he's the king of Ocean City.
And just constantly puts out content. all Ocean the places that he goes.
Like, yeah, puts I'm a kid. Right now I'm in Candy Kitchen.
Yes.
Oh, now I'm in Funland.
I'm going to try Thrasher's Fry.
Yeah. I'm at Old Pro. I'm at the Pirate version of Old
play,
Pro.
Play 18 holes of mini golf with Valdez. Yeah.
And then you have to have a goofy catchphrase. Yeah.
Boom! All in one.
Not boom, because obviously somebody already's done boom.
You need to come up with your own bit.
But, all like, I used to watch, I mean, Isabella loves Halloween.
Well, who doesn't? Seven now. I'm right there with her.
But, and, like, borderline, maybe she shouldn't have been watching these videos because they're somewhat scary and the guy is a little bit creepy. But she was obsessed with this guy on YouTube. He goes by That Nate Guy.
Okay.
His whole bit, and it looks like he's got 400,000 subscribers.
Let me guess, he's worth $10 million, too.
No, I couldn't find his net worth. All he does is walk into Spirit Halloween places.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the animatronics.
Sure.
He'll go, look at this cool spider. And the spider jumps out at him. So, and his catchphrase was kind of like, holy cow.
So basically, I could
maybe it wasn't holy cow.
I could rip off the Costco guys and go into Costco, which, by the way, Halloween creep is real. It's a real thing. If you go into just like your local grocery store.
I was in a party city and they have tons of Halloween gear.
I'm not even talking about that. Like, go into your local Harris Teeter or Giant. They have Halloween candy stacked 8 boxes high.
Mm.
Like, it's like first week of August. Mm. And you got all of your Halloween multi-packs and Halloween decorations already out in the stores. It's crazy.
I hate Halloween.
I love Halloween. I will never not love Halloween.
Halloween's the best.
If you come to me and I say I hate Halloween, I've officially gotten dementia. And you can stick me in an old person's home.
I just hate the cost. I'm just not that fun. I'm not that adventurous.
I'm well aware. Yeah. You hate Halloween.
I don't like all the costume stuff.
I am diametrically opposed to you on Halloween.
All right, let's go to Devin in Ocean City. He claims Valdez isn't the king of Ocean City. What, you think you are, Devin?
No, I don't claim to be. And I'll preface this by saying I do appreciate Valdez's love and advertising Ocean City.
Hey, Devin, hold on. Can you pick up your phone?
Are you calling from the beach?
Can you pick up your phone? Don't put us on Bluetooth. It's disrespectful.
Yeah.
Pick up the phone. Talk into the phone.
You're talking to radio legends here.
Is that better? Is that better?
Massively.
Marginally.
Yeah.
Get the sand out of your phone.
Yeah, what do you got, a cricket?
Sorry about that, boys. All right, is that better?
A little bit. What's up?
Well, I was just saying I appreciate Valdez's advocacy for Ocean City and the honky tonk central that it is down here. But it does make me laugh how he's always about 74% right on all of his little facts. He's always a little bit off.
He's a little off.
I remember a year ago he was trying to send you to Skybar. He told you that's on 56th Street. It's actually on 64th Street.
64. I was off by 8th Street.
Well, you got the nitpicker kid here.
You don't understand. Down there, if you don't know the exact street, you're considered a donk.
Okay.
So I understand.
Yeah. Go ahead.
But the biggest thing is 94th Street, where Drab is going on the beach this week, is the absolute worst place you can go to the beach on the entire ocean.
Why?
And the reason is, so you've got three major condo buildings right there behind Ball on the Beach. You have the Princess, the Phoenix, the Pyramid, and the 9400 building. But the two biggest things is across the street, you've got the former Roses and the Food Lion parking lot where everybody from Ocean Pines parks there and goes on the beach.
Yeah.
And then 94th Street, the residential side on the bay side, it's the deepest part of Ocean City. So there's hundreds of townhouses, condos,
Yeah, but why would family houses? So what are you saying? So you're saying that's where
94th Street.
But it's not that Valdez recommended it. It's that a listener offered his condo to Drab for free.
Oh, I totally agree. But on bid season, it's like, oh, Drabby, that's the best beach in the world. You're going to be out of everything. He's going to be sitting in some donk's lap all weekend because there's zero beach space in 94th Street.
Okay, it's clearly not the best beach in the world.
He's arguing about the beach space. I understand it. You don't, but Drab's very emotional when it comes to stuff like this. Like, one little thing can scare him away.
Right.
So if I tell him, hey, you might have some Pennsylvania hillbilly right next to you, he wouldn't even go to Ocean City to begin with.
Right.
Is he at Dutch Wonderland now?
I think so.
That's got to be miserable.
Well, especially if it's raining buckets on them.
Isn't that one of the lowest rent, like, sort of amusement parks
ever? No, but it's good for kids.
Ever.
It's good for kids. He's just trying to occupy his kids.
I talked to him yesterday.
Yeah.
I didn't think he had a very good time at Ocean City.
Oh, okay.
What did he say?
It's off air stuff.
Oh, he didn't like his place.
No. He loved the place. He did. Loved the place. But
probably the people.
Too many donks for him.
It's off air stuff.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this off air stuff at dinner tonight.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Did he get mugged or something? Did he have an incident in the boardwalk?
No incident. But
you think you're going to hear something bad about the de facto mayor of Ocean City?
The place was fine, but I just think his experience in Ocean City. Is not.
I'm telling you,
very vague,
YouTube channel, the Ocean City King, and you start putting out content.
That means I gotta live there.
That's true. Isn't that your dream destination? I was thinking about it.
No.
Just go for a weekend and film like 20 videos.
Yeah, but more realistically, I mean, Ocean City has trailer parks. Right. Hilton Head doesn't have a trailer park.
No, they don't.
Well, so what does that mean? That means you'd fit in with the trailer park?
Yeah. Right. Affordable housing.
Right. All right, coming up next, we'll be joined by Pete Haley. He is live in Paris. He is our Junkies Olympics correspondent. He'll be on the show next.
Nationals.
Pete Haley will join us in just over 15 minutes. That's coming up at 8 o'clock. He's our Junks Olympics correspondent. He'll be checking in from Paris to give us the latest.
I think he was, I think he saw USA basketball.
Oh, good.
Very good.
So he was there watching.
Excellent. But I think he was having a hard time going to some of the bigger events, right? Wasn't he getting like just the nub events? Didn't he say that? I thought he said that the first time we had him.
I think he was just grinding and working a lot of hours.
I know, that's for sure.
I don't know. I can't imagine doing that schedule for 2 weeks.
I'll ask him if he see my guy Bilal Coulibaly live and in person.
riding pine.
Well, yeah. You and I'd say probably all of us at this point. We don't have that work ethic at this point. We don't. We like a nice 4-hour day.
Sure.
We like a nice
I'm sure my day's 4 hours.
Well, yours is a little longer, but still.
Well, yesterday you were lamenting that we never hit it big, that we're just on radio, and the way to hit it big is to be like a YouTuber or something like that. And then today, radio Cakes insider. Brings up...
We just botched it.
The Costco guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a Costco guy. The Rizzler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Valdez and Marr looked up the net worth.
You're really going to ruin my day now.
The net worth of what? The Costco guys?
The Costco guys.
I'm completely unfamiliar with.
You're going to put me in like an irrecoverable funk.
Well, I'll give you a little context.
But go ahead.
How long have they been doing this?
We go shopping while eating a chicken bake.
We're Costco guys. Of course we had to try the new double chunk chocolate cookie.
How much do you think they're worth?
Well, how long have they been doing the bit?
How long have they been hot?
Well, just have they been so, a couple years?
Drab looked up this dad has been itching to get YouTube famous.
Right.
Like he had a bunch of different
He's got a billion videos out
there. Right.
And then finally
he hit on this one.
Finally he hit
doing the
Costco bit. So he's been doing it for a while. But in terms of fame, YouTube fame, it's been a year, maybe 2 years.
Yeah.
All right. So give it to me. Give me the net worth.
$20 million.
Close.
So you overshot it a little bit. What is it?
$18 million.
Wow.
It's just maddening.
And I was looking up. I mean, maybe we got to do cheesy videos and hope to hit.
We do a lot of cheesy videos.
I remembered finally what my youngest was watching a lot of. Mostly 2 years ago, but she would watch these two little girls in this family. Their names were Trinity and Madison.
Okay.
I looked them up. They're worth $16 million.
Dude, people are just building multi-million dollar
And they were just girls, and they would just be playing in their playroom or just doing normal stuff. And the dad might create some wacky content or something. They might play hide and seek or something. They're worth $16 million.
We've missed the boat.
I've been lamenting it all week.
A lot of boat missing.
Yeah.
Somebody tweeted when we were talking about this before. I don't know. Maybe you can look up the net worth. Maybe you can look up the net worth. But all of our kids have done gymnastics to some extent.
Sure.
Right?
I should have been filming my
trampoline.
Doing
every time she was on the trampoline, you should have filmed her and had a quip.
I missed out.
All right. But somebody tweeted me and said, "Oh, I think before I remembered, he goes, I think your daughter was watching Ninja Kids."
Mm-hmm.
Not the case, but I just looked up Ninja Kids.
I've never heard of these people, by the way.
They just appear to do goofy videos dressed up as Power Rangers.
Yes, they're worth $100 million.
Well, they have 22.2 million subscribers.
That seems like a lot.
Mm. I don't know how their money comes in, but let's do it. Net worth. Ninja Kids. Oh. So it's described as a popular family-friendly YouTube channel.
Yeah.
That mainly features four kids. And they, again... Mm-hmm. Maybe they do some gymnastics. Maybe they dress up as Power Rangers.
Yeah.
They do goofy bits. They're worth $68 million.
I mean,
and they're not even 20 years old.
Yeah. We just botched it, man. We just botched it.
And we've talked about these gamers. The gamers.
Oh, gamers. I know they're killing it.
Yeah, but I mean, at least Mr. Beast puts out like content where he's, you know, creating movies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are the gamers that are famous, are they all elite gamers or some of them just famous because they're goofy?
Oh, I don't know.
But I'd say goofy.
Mike
and they also bring people on stream. Like, so they'll bring on like a famous rapper or like a famous actor. Mm-hmm. And then that kind of helps draw in their audience. But Mr. Beast, I know he's the high end of the, you know, what we're talking about. But he's $700 million.
Yeah, he's like a billionaire. I mean, that's crazy. Forget about it.
Eric, do you know we have a viral video on YouTube together?
I know. That's a dandruff.
Yes.
How many views does it have?
It's over a milli.
How much have you monetized out of it?
Zero. Zippy. We made zero.
I think it's like 1.3, 1.4 million views.
And all people do is just goof on me for screaming so loud.
Right.
They do?
Oh, yeah. They're annoyed. Like, who's the guy screaming?
See, but we needed
to... saying, oh, my God.
We needed to refine... what we were doing during those.
It was like, cutting edge 20 years ago.
It's just too late. Now we're just too late.
You know what, Valdez, you should do, because I do know this, that when Kelsey started getting big and she went from like 100,000 to 200,000 to 300,000, I remember my son dismissing. He was like,
right.
You just know the algorithms.
Mm-hmm.
But part of it is
the bit.
Consistency, just putting out the content over and over again. So this Costco guy,
mm-hmm.
he was committed to the bit.
Sure.
So... and then eventually
I'm not that
it
committed.
Hit.
That's a problem.
No, but Valdez could do an Ocean City bit. Like, that's his angle.
Oh, dude. Like
he's
tours,
the king
of
Ocean City.
Yeah.
And just constantly puts out content all
Ocean
the places
City
that he goes.
Like, yeah, I'm a kid. Right now I'm a kid kitchen.
Yes.
Oh, now I'm at Funland.
I'm going to try
Thrasher's Fry. Yeah. I'm at Old Pro. I'm at the Pirate version of Old
Play,
Pro.
Play 18 holes of mini golf with Valdez. Yes.
And then you have to have a goofy catchphrase.
Yeah, boom. All in one.
Not boom, because obviously somebody already's done boom.
You need to come up with your own bit.
But all like right, I used to watch. I mean, Isabella loves Halloween.
Well, who doesn't?
Seven.
I'm right there with her.
But and like borderline, maybe she shouldn't have been watching these videos because they're somewhat scary, and the guy is a little bit creepy. But she was obsessed with this guy on YouTube. He goes by That Nate Guy.
Okay,
his whole bit, and it looks like he's got 400,000 subscribers.
Let me guess, he's worth $10 million too.
No, I couldn't find his net worth. All he does is walk into Spirit Halloween places.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the animatronics.
Sure.
He'll go, ha, 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 look at this cool spider. And the spider jumps out at him.
So,
and his catchphrase was kind of like, holy cow.
So basically, I could
maybe it wasn't holy cow.
I could rip off the Costco guys and go into Costco, which, by the way, Halloween creep is real. It's a real thing. If you go into just like your local grocery store.
I was in a Party City and they have tons of Halloween gear.
I'm not even talking about that. Like, go into your local Harris Teeter or Giant. They have Halloween candy stacked 8 boxes high.
Mm.
Like, it's like first week of August. Mm. And you got all of your Halloween multi-packs and Halloween decorations already out in the stores. It's crazy.
I hate Halloween.
I love Halloween. I will never not love Halloween.
Halloween's the best.
If you come to me and I say I hate Halloween, I've officially gotten dementia. And you can stick me in an old person's home.
I just hate the cost. I'm just not that fun. I'm not that adventurous.
I've well aware. Yeah. You hate Halloween.
I don't like all the costume stuff.
I am diametrically opposed to you on Halloween.
All right, let's go to Devin in Ocean City. He claims Valdez isn't the king of Ocean City. What, you think you are, Devin?
No, I don't claim to be, and I'll preface this by saying I do appreciate Valdez's love and advertising Ocean City.
Hey, Devin, hold on. Yeah. Can you pick up your phone?
Yeah, are you calling from the beach?
Can you pick up your phone? Don't put us on Bluetooth. It's disrespectful.
Yeah.
Pick up the phone. Talk into the phone.
You're talking to radio legends
here. Is that better? Is that better?
Massively.
Marginally.
Get the sand out of your phone. Yeah, what do you got, a cricket?
Sorry about that, boys. All right, is that better?
A little bit. What's up?
Well, I was just saying, I appreciate Valdez's advocacy for Ocean City and the honky tonk central that it is down here. But it does make me laugh how he's always about 74% right on all of his little facts. He's always a little bit off.
He's a little off.
I remember a year ago he was trying to send you the Sky Bar. He told you that's on 56th Street. It's actually on 64th Street.
64. I was off by 8th Street.
Well, you got the nitpicker kid here.
You don't understand. Down there, if you don't know the exact street, you're considered a donk.
Okay.
So I understand.
Yeah. Go ahead.
But the biggest thing is 94th Street, where Drab is going on the beach this week, is the absolute worst place you can go to the beach on the entire ocean.
Why?
And the reason is, so you've got three major condo buildings right there behind Ball on the Beach. You have the Princess, the Phoenix, the Pyramid, and the 9400 building. But the two biggest things is across the street, you've got the former Roses and the Food Lion parking lot where everybody from Ocean Pines parks there and goes on the beach.
Yeah.
And then 94th Street, the residential side on the bay side, it's the deepest part of Ocean City. So there's hundreds of townhouses, condos,
So what are you saying? So you're saying that's where
94th Street.
But it's not that Valdez recommended it. It's that a listener offered his condo to Drab for free.
Oh, I totally agree. But I'm bid season. It's like, oh, Drabby, that's the best beach in the world. You're going to be out of everything. He's going to be sitting in some donk's lap all weekend because there's zero beach space in 94th Street.
Okay, it's clearly not the best beach in the world.
He's arguing about the beach space. I understand it. You don't, but Drab's very... emotional when it comes to stuff like this. Like, one little thing can scare him away.
Right.
So if I tell him, hey, you might have some Pennsylvania hillbilly right next to you, he wouldn't even go to Ocean City to begin with.
Right.
Uh-huh. Is he at Dutch Wonderland now?
I think so.
That's got to be miserable.
Well, especially if it's raining buckets on
him. Isn't that one of the lowest rent, like, sort of amusement parks
ever? No, but it's good for kids. He's just trying to occupy his kids.
I talked to him yesterday.
Yeah.
I didn't think he had a very good time at Ocean City.
Okay.
What did he say?
It's off air stuff.
Oh, he didn't like his place.
No. He loved the place.
He
loved
did.
The place. But
probably the people.
Too many donks for him.
It's off air stuff.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this off air stuff at dinner tonight.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Did he get mugged or something? Did he have an incident at the boardwalk?
No incidents. But
you think you're going to hear something bad about the de facto mayor of Ocean City?
The place was fine, but I just think his experience in Ocean City. Is
I'm telling you,
very vague,
YouTube
though.
Channel, the Ocean City King. I mean, and you start putting out content.
That means I gotta live there.
That's true. Isn't that your dream destination? I was thinking about it.
No.
Just go for a weekend and film like 20 videos.
Yeah, but more realistically, I mean, Ocean City has trailer parks.
Right.
Hilton Head doesn't have a trailer park.
No, they don't.
Well, so what does that mean? That means you'd fit in with the trailer park?
Yeah.
Right.
Affordable housing.
Right.
All right, coming up next, we'll be joined by Pete Haley. He is live in Paris. He is our Junkies Olympics correspondent. He'll be on the show next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you.
Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.